Time now for a quick check-in on some of your feedback to our program.
On Wednesday, we discussed casino legislation that could potentially lift the ban on happy hour in Massachusetts. The idea is to level the playing field between casinos and bars and restaurants, but the concern is public safety. This was echoed by some of our listeners who continued the conversation on our website after the show.
Call Me Missouri wrote, "Public transportation must be improved in Boston at night." She suggests keeping public transportation running a couple of hours after bars stop serving alcohol would help keep people out of their cars when they shouldn't be behind the wheel.
Listener Steve shared that sentiment, calling Boston, quote, "pitiful and laughable" in terms of providing a safe alternative to drunk driving. He continued, "Although I wish everyone had the maturity to limit their drinking if they have no other option than to drive home, I know that is unfortunately unrealistic."
Listener Jim added, "If you go to a restaurant at a casino like Foxwoods, you pay through the nose for drinks. In a casino, that's different. The casino can take advantage of poor people who are willing to risk their money. I find the argument about competition from the restaurant industry to be absurd."
And listener Uva MLA wrote, "Considering our economy and political climate, I think we all deserve at least 1 hour that's happy."
Well, listeners, hearing from you makes us happy, so keep your comments coming and keep the conversation going. You can connect with us and each other on Facebook, Twitter, at Radio Boston, and on our website, radioboston.org.
Coming up, the rising cost of college and this week's plan to help relieve the growing burden of student debt. Does it go far enough? I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.